Hello, Chad. Well, good to have you here. And
thanks,
that
Sean.
Last 24 hours has been exciting for you.
Exciting is an understatement.
So, how many sales do you have now in the last 24 hours?
Nine.
Excellent.
Nine sales.
Excellent. How does that feel? I mean, obviously, for the last 90 days, it's been head knowledge. And, you know, in an email you shared with me that it's heart knowledge now. You know, I mean, how does that really feel? You have a squeeze page. It's got a one-time offer on it. And what, 5-6% of the people that became subscribers purchased the product? I mean, what? How does that really feel for you right now?
I'm kind of dumbfounded. You know, like you said, you know in your head that this stuff can happen, and I know this from you know previous business experience in other areas that you actually know in your head. You know, you understand the how to. You've seen it happen. You've seen other people, but the fact that it can really truly happen for you. Until that stuff starts to click through and you actually see it happening, at least for me, that was just a major game changer. It's like, I like to say that, in any business, the longest journey that you have to make is that 2 feet from your head to your heart. And once you make that journey and that connection and you internalize everything and it goes from there to there, it's, there's only one ever sale you ever have to make, and that's to yourself. And once that's done, it's over. And in the last 24 hours, definitely a defining moment in my life. I can tell you that right now. And, the sale is made, the journey from the head to the heart. And, I am just, like, so stoked. I can't even tell you because I can actually see it happening in front of my own eyes. And to realize that people actually want to buy my stuff, that's just a whole other level. Because I don't know that belief level, right? That it's huge. I'm just really excited.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a belief thing. You know, I had the same thing happen to me. My biggest defining moment in all of my marketing ever. Okay, my biggest moment was the very first ebook I ever sold. So the very first customer of my very first ebook was that same moment for me. I mean, that's when it went from my head to my heart. And nothing that I've done since has ever surpassed not just the excitement level, okay, but the understanding, that internal understanding that people really do buy online, okay? I mean, that was the single biggest thing ever. I mean, I remember when I learned how to sell coaching, and I got on the phone and I talked to two or three people, and then one of them bought my coaching, and I talked to two or three more, and another one bought my coaching. Believe me, the very first sale that I made was really, really exciting, okay? But it was just nothing like that very first little cheap ebook sale. I mean, it was nothing. And I remember, webinar sales and, teleseminar sales and, all kinds of sales that I've made. The very first one that I do, it's always sweet, but nothing's ever eclipsed that first one. And that's really what I wanted you to see by putting your squeeze page together and getting that first one-time offer item out there, okay? And so now you have the belief level, you've done it. And now that you're there, I just want to have a candid discussion about where you're going to go next, okay? And there's obviously many paths, okay? And I just gave you a little exercise to do today where I said, hey, I want you to go look at some other people in your industry and, hey, what are they doing, okay? And obviously, they're all doing a little bit different. I mean, some people are selling with a webinar, some are selling with a teleseminar, some are selling, on the very first day, hey, for a buck, you get 2 weeks for free, and then it's $97 a month. Some are selling, it's $37 one-time purchase, but then if you actually buy it, you find there's like a ton of upsells. I mean, hopefully, if you did the research that I asked you to do, you saw a lot of those different things, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. I was able to, to see exactly like what you just went through. Like everybody has, like you were saying, any successful internet marketer has a funnel that works, and there's numbers behind it. And just even listening to you and Jeff go there, that was just amazing information. And it's just as I went through and did that exercise, I saw the different ways that that first touch point, if you will, where people come through. and how, you know, people are doing different things, but there are commonalities, and some people have a strength in another area, and that's what they focus on, and then maybe, you know, a different marketer is doing something different because they're more comfortable in that area. But, you know, it was definitely enlightening to look at it, you know, all at once, you know, in succession, kind of, in a certain time period, and you can really see, you're almost comparing what this person's doing. Oh, okay, this person's doing, there's some commonalities, but they're doing it different, and this is their deal, and this is their deal, that type of thing, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. And so the key takeaway is that, well, there's probably two or three key takeaways that we'll look at, okay? And so one key takeaway is that there's no one secret way that always works for the first touch, okay? I mean, some of those guys are using teleseminar, some are using webinar, some use a sales page, okay? Some are, you know, the first product is $9.97, some the first product is $1, okay? And so it's really easy. It's easy to zone in on one person. So you zone in, and all the names that you and I bounced around, the ones that I gave you, the ones that you threw out at me, I mean, I think all of those people are somewhere between $1 million and $30 million a year in revenues, okay? Now, some of them have big staffs, so, I mean, they're not making that money. They're passing it right on to 100 employees, okay? But that has really nothing to do with the fact that the system works. That's just a scale thing, okay? The key here is that what happens is sometimes when people get into this business, and there's a lot of courses out there, and if you read so many of the sales letters out there, you know, you could read a sales letter, and at the end of reading that sales letter, you could believe deep in your heart that they believe that the only way to make money online is to use this one source of traffic, or the only way is to use a webinar, or the only way is to do continuity, or the only way is to do whatever it is that they're trying to talk you into doing, okay? And so because you're kind of this, you're not a blank slate, okay? But you haven't built this thing out yet, okay? We have the ability for you to make a choice of what you want to do. And that's why I wanted you to be exposed to that, because I don't want this to be top-down. Sean telling Chad, you have to do it this one way. Okay, I've done it a lot of different ways in my day. Okay, I've done it with a teleseminar first, and hey, guess what? I made a lot of money. Okay, I've done it with a $37 product first, and hey, I've made a lot of money. I've done it with dollar trials, and hey, I've made a lot of money. In all cases, the money is in the back end, okay? And so what happens is when you go look at what 10 of your new competitors are doing, you have no idea where they're making their money, because I can guarantee you that none of them are making their money on that front page. They're paying for their traffic. That's all they're doing. With the sale that comes from that first page, they're paying for their traffic. All of their money that they make comes in what they're selling on the back end. Hey, now, what they're selling on the back end dictates what they're selling on the front end, okay? Not the other way around, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got somebody, we're going to do three scenarios. There's 1,000 scenarios possible out there. And what I'm really trying to hone in on is this idea that there's 1,000 scenarios. Because it's really easy to read sales copy or listen to sales copy if you're watching a webinar or listening to an audio, okay? And in fact, if you read some of my sales copy, it's really easy to read the sales copy and say and get from that I do it one way, and if you'll do it my way and buy my program and follow my 7-step system, that this is going to work for you. Well, yes, it's going to work for you, but the implication, whether I say it or not, if I say that if in my sales copy somewhere I say, look, if you've tried some other systems and it hasn't worked for you, you do my system, if you'll do it, these are the results that you're going to get. The implication, whether I say it or not, whether I mean it or not, whether it's true or not, the implication is that my way works and the other ways don't, okay? And so all I want to do is be very, very clear that just because my way works doesn't mean 999 others don't. Just because the 10 that you just looked at work doesn't mean that the other 990 other ways don't work. They can all work if they follow this basic principle that says make a sale, make a back-end sale, make another back-end sale, make another back-end sale. And all of those sales are ascending in price, and it's this sales funnel concept, okay? People make
right.
money on the back end by selling a $100,000 course all the way to selling a $99 a month program. You can make money either way. Is there a right way or a wrong way? No. There's a way that works well for you. Okay, so let's just take a couple contrasts. Let's just say for just one first example that you have a $50,000 course. Okay, and by the way, there are $50,000 courses out there. Okay? You have a $50,000 course. Okay, one time I sold an $18,000 course. Okay? Personally.
Wow.
I know people personally that have $50,000 training programs. Okay, in fact, now that I'm thinking of it, I can think of a couple that have programs that are higher than that, $100,000 or more. Okay, now, you know, the first thought might be, well, I could never sell that, okay, for some people. Or I don't have $50,000 worth of information. Okay, well, if that's the case, then, hey, that writes you off. Then selling a $50,000 package is not right for you, okay? And then other people might think, well, if there's a way to sell a $50,000 package, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to find a way to sell a $50,000 package. I'm going to create $50,000 worth of training because, hey, I would rather have one $50,000 customer than $50,000 customers. Okay? So there's two gamut. There's a whole gamut of ideas that someone could have as a reaction to saying, do I want to sell a $50,000 program? Okay? So what happens is, let's just say that you're going to sell a $50,000 program at the end of the funnel. Okay, you have to be the kind of person that has the mindset that it's okay to get 10,000 subscribers, put them all through a bunch of hoops, talk to 10 of them on the phone, and get one of them to write you a check for $50,000. Okay, now, my guess is that most people on earth do not have the mental tenacity to talk to put 10,000 people, and invest the money necessary to put 10,000 people through a system. Oh, and by the way, the very first person you sell might take 30,000 subscribers because you've got to test and see what works, okay? So my guess is that most people on earth do not have the mental tenacity or the willingness to invest to sell a $50,000 program, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, assuming that a person says, okay, I am going to sell a $50,000 program, then what they're going to do is they are going to construct their entire sales funnel so that it points people to a $50,000 program and filters out everybody that would not buy a $50,000 program. Okay, now, let's contrast that to saying that our end program is going to be a $2,000 program. Okay. If our end result is we're going to sell a $2,000 program, then the steps that we might take in getting to selling a $2,000 program, in putting people through a funnel, would be different. So instead of having to put 10,000 subscribers through to get a $50,000 sale, we may put, you know, every 1,000 subscribers through, we might get four $2,000 sales. Okay? And then we're going to say, okay, what needs to be in place to make that particular thing happen? What persona, what attitude, what knowledge do we need to show people in order to make that sale, okay? And then somebody else may say, you know what, I don't want anybody cutting me a check for 50 grand. I just don't want to be that responsible. I don't even want people paying me 2 grand because, you know, I don't want anybody's feelings to be hurt if I only deliver $1,800 worth of value because, you know, I think it's worth 2 grand, but they think it's worth 1,800. What I'm going to do is I'm going to confidently price my product at 97 bucks a month. That's going to be my back end. Okay? Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? Now, what the thing is, though, if you're going to have a $97 a month program and you have 1,000 subscribers come in, you can't just sell four people like you sold four at the 2,000. You've got to say, okay, I need to have a system in place that allows me to sell 50 people out of every 1,000 my $97 program. Okay? And so when you look at the front end, okay, and you did your research, I helped you out a little bit, I gave you some names, you knew some names, okay, but you go out there and you research your competition, and by the way, anybody can do it. I mean, anybody in any niche can go, okay, what's my competition doing? Okay? These are the 10 things that my 10 different people are doing 10 different things. And you can look at every niche out there. You know, if we look at the fitness niche, okay, you've got people selling a $500 a month fitness program to people that have disposable income of $500 a month to spend losing weight or gaining muscle or whatever, okay? I mean, some movie stars pay $10,000 a month to look good enough to get picked for the next $1 million movie, okay? And then you've got people out there in the fitness world that have a $97 monthly coaching program. You have people in the fitness world that have a $47 a month coaching program. You have people in the fitness niche that all they do, they have one $47 ebook, and then they sell everybody, all their friends, ebooks as well, and they make money, okay? There's no one right or wrong way to do it. And okay, so coming back to you looking at 10 different points, and unless you're going to go in and buy, and by the way, this is a suggestion that I would make to anybody that is starting out in a new niche, you really ought to go buy the first product of all 10 of your competitors. I mean, everybody may have some number of competitors. And I believe that the best intelligence that anybody can ever do to find out what other people in their niche are doing is just buy their products. Okay, I really, really, really believe that. Okay, now, if someone were to go out and let's just say buy the entry-level product, each one of those 10, then they might get a glimpse of what the back end is, okay? Because if they hang out on the list for a few days as a buyer, they might get an offer to get on the phone, and then if they actually follow through and get on the phone, they might be offered a $5,000 coaching program, okay? Now, let me say this. If people are calling you from an office and offering you a $5,000 coaching program, just because you don't buy doesn't mean people are not buying, because guaranteed, if somebody's paying the payroll for somebody to make the phone call, some percentage of people are buying it, okay? People buy $5,000 coaching programs over the phone every single day, day in and day out, okay? And there's a number of different back ends. Every one of those individuals that you look at has a different back end, okay? Their back end dictates their front end, okay?
Okay, yep.
Now, the way that, unfortunately, what I'm sharing with you, I say unfortunately, but it's advanced information. It's the way it should always be done. But most people, when they're starting out online, they cannot imagine the back end. So people like me and other people that teach people to start online, they start out with the smallest possible product, just like we did with you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the next step is, okay, let's build a bigger one and a bigger one and a bigger one, okay? Just like Jeff did, okay? Start out with one product and then you add on and you add on and you add on, okay? But if we were in a position to look at the big picture, and I believe you can do this, Chad, if you're in a position to look at the big picture, the preferable thing to do would be to say, where do I want to go? What do I want to create a $5,000 coaching program? And if so, what do I need to do to get there? Do I want people buying a $9 ebook if I'm qualifying them for a $5,000 purchase? The answer is probably no. What you probably want to do is have people buying a $397 product on the front end, or a $97 product on the front end, okay? Or we have, a plethora of choices here. We could have as our very first front end a $9 product, okay? But the next purchase is $397, okay? What happens is if you use a traditional funnel that starts at $9 and goes to $37 and goes to $97, it takes a very long time to get people from the first product to the final product, which is fine, okay? There's plenty of huge organizations out there that have a very organized funnel that works over time, okay?
Right.
But, I'm not saying that anyone is right or wrong, and that's why I want to have this candid discussion, okay? So the question really is, based on everything that you know, what are your thoughts? I mean, maybe you can't make a decision today. Maybe this is something we need to talk about again tomorrow or week. Or what are your thoughts, Chad?
I know exactly where it is I want to go. You helped me. You helped me crystallize that. I knew, but I kind of didn't believe. You know, you go through times where you believe in yourself, and you realize, I don't know, and then you get proof, and it's so after, you know, what I've just experienced, you know, from that conversation we had and yesterday, and just, you know, what has happened in the last 24 hours, and you know, obviously what my belief level is through the roof. And it's like you said, you know, you can start off, and I mean, I know that, you know, our first goal here was for me to see some results and to actually see that this stuff works. And because, you know, we read about it, we hear about it, and a lot of times we play, you know, if you've ever heard the term the monkey mind, right? Your mind jumps from one thing to the other, to the other, to the other, and you're just spinning. And to get focused here and just actually watch this happen and make it happen, you know, really show, you know, it's made me believe that the end result, like you said, I always believe with the end in mind, and I've always done that my whole life. Find out exactly where I want to go and then work myself backwards. And, you know, I can definitely see, you know, and even from some of the conversations that you and I've had, I mean, I can see the really big picture. I mean, I'm always, you know, I love seminars. I've been in personal development my entire, you know, most of my adult life. I've spoke on a lot of stages from, you know, 10,000 people to 30,000 people to, you know, 500. And so, you know, that end result for me would be definitely a very large coaching program, $25,000-$50,000 coaching program. You know, I'd like to be making $25,000 keynote speeches. You know, definitely would love to have a book. Would love to be doing seminars where I can actually bring people to, and I can help people at the lowest level of understanding, like you did for me, like really. You know, just being able to show me and teach me that I can do it. And, you know, that really in my heart is where I want to be, just because I know that people want to do this. I know, you know, from my businesses in the past that people need help. You know, the whole 40-40-40 plan where you're 40 hours a week for 40 hours or 40 years of your life to retire on 40% of what you can't live on now. People just can't do that program anymore. So, you know, we definitely, you know, I know that I can be a part of helping people get out of that and get their own business. So I just see exactly that funnel at the end. You know, probably my minimum coaching program, I would say, would be anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000, and some programs in between. I'd love to have a continuity program, and I'd love to do like you and Jeff are talking about, you know, like there's several different things. Like, you know, if I didn't have children and stuff like that, I mean, I've always wanted to learn martial arts, and if I had the finances, I'd go do his live-in program for $25,000, absolutely, 100%, you know. Like that's a great offer, man. I mean, it'd be like, can you imagine waking up with your own personal guru every day and say, okay, here's what we're doing? But, yeah, so I think that that's definitely where I see it happening, and just being at that, playing at that elite level, you know, really just being able to take everything, all the knowledge that I've learned and, you know, experiences from working with different people over the last 18 years and, you know, and like you would say, synthesizing it all down and putting that information together for other people to be able to, you know, not have to walk through the minefield that I did, you know, and get a leg blown off here and an arm there and just, you know, kind of collapse the whole curve. So that's where I can see it going.
All right, excellent. Okay, so if that's where you're going to go, okay, I'm going to propose to you that instead of, you see where you're at right now, is you're, you are where you were yesterday is saying, okay, what's the next product that I'm going to sell to these buyers? Am I right?
Right. Yes.
I want to turn that on its head. And what I believe would be the very best thing for you to do right now, Chad, is for you to outline what your entire business is going to look like 2 years from now.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll give you some pointers to making that happen. And obviously I'm going to keep working with you via email to help you hone this down, okay? But
okay,
what I want to do is I want you to focus on where you want the business to be 2 years from now. And we're going to outline an entire funnel that's based on that.
Okay.
Okay. And then what you're going to do, whether it's tomorrow or whether it's Monday or Tuesday, then what you're going to do is you're going to choose one of those things, because you only create one product at a time. Okay. Then what you're going to do is then you're going to choose one of those things and build it out. And that's what you're going to launch to your list next. And then a month from now or a week from now, then you're going to build out the next thing. And then that's what you're going to launch to your list next. Okay? And two things. Number one, this master plan is going to morph over time. Okay? So what you write today is not going to be exactly what it looks like 2 years from now. You know, you're going to change price points around. You're going to change what you include. But you want this master plan of where you're going to go, because that is going to dictate what your next product is going to be, rather than allowing the next sale to dictate what your next product is going to be. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that in the interim, while you're building up credibility, you're going to discount some of what you're going to create. Okay? So, you know, we may work on having you create a $2,000 program. Okay? But we know that you've already started by selling a $9 entry product. You're not taking people from $9 to $2,000 overnight. So what we're going to do is we're going to repurpose that $2,000 into a way that these $9 buyers can get into, whether it's $97 a month or whatever, okay?
Okay.
Then the next step, once you have this training in place, is to begin looking at how do you really want to start your funnel, okay? Because right now you've got your funnel started with a $9 purchase, okay? And by looking at your competition, you've seen funnels that start anywhere from $1 for 2 months free and $47 a month on the back end, all the way up to, if you watch some of the webinars, $9.97 is the starting point in the funnel, okay?
Right.
And so once you have some of this product in place, then we can talk about what's the best way to present it, okay? So what most people do is they start out with the presentation. They say, okay, I'm going to write a sales letter, and then I'm going to sell a product that will sell via sales letter. Really, with you, I want you to do the opposite. I want you to create the product, or at least outline the product, because with a coaching program, you never create a coaching program before people buy it. I mean, all you do is outline it, and then you create it because when you deliver it to them, okay? So let's talk about outlining your entire funnel, okay?
Okay.
If let's say you're going to have a $25,000 program, what's that going to include? What are they going to get for $25,000? Okay? You know, they might get an hour a week with you for a year. They might come out and live with you for a week. They might come out for 4 weekends, okay?
Okay.
And also get an hour with you a week or an hour with you a month and come out for 4 weekends. Okay, so, you know, what's all the things you can put into a $25,000 program, okay? And I would do this on paper, or you can do it in a Word document and just create a different page for every one of these products. Okay, so that's your $25,000 program. So your $25,000 program, maybe it's an hour a month with you and come out and visit you Saturday and Sunday, 4 weekends over the course of the year. And these are all the things you're going to work on. They're going to get unlimited email access. And hey, for $25,000, maybe they get your personal cell phone number as well. Okay? Then what you're going to do is you're going to say, okay, if this package is $25,000, what would somebody get for $5,000? And so for $5,000, maybe somebody would get a couple of options. One might be 12 months, an hour a month, plus a training program, a core program that you pre-recorded 2 hours a month that teaches them all of these things from A to Z. So that might be your $5,000 program. And then write down all the things you're going to throw into that program, okay? And then, so now that you've created your $5,000 program on paper, you're going to say, okay, if that's my $5,000 program, what would be a $1,000 program? Well, a $1,000 program might be everything that's in the $5,000 program minus the personal attention. So for $1,000, they get a training core, but they don't get to hang out with you personally, okay? And then if your $1,000 training program is 12 modules of training, then what's your $197 training? Okay, well, maybe that's a segment of your $1,000 training program, okay? And so if we build it in this fashion, if we reverse engineer it first, okay, let's even go, say we start out with that $197, and we say, okay, if $197 is one module of your $1,000 program, okay? okay? Then what's a 97-hour program? Well, a 97-hour program might be a portion of a module from your 197 program, okay?
Right.
Because
or a continuity could that be a continuity too? A 97?
Yeah, absolutely. So you could, your entry level could be a $97 a month continuity or a $47 a month continuity. Yeah, absolutely. That is bits and pieces here and there. Okay. The bits and pieces from your $25,000 program. Okay.
Right.
Now, if you've reverse engineered this, if you started with your biggest item first, as opposed to the old model that says, okay, what are they going to buy next? Okay, I'll create that. Then when they buy that, what are they going to buy next? I create that. Instead, if you've reverse engineered it starting with your biggest product first, then what this allows is this natural flow that says, if somebody buys your $47 a month continuity, the natural next step would be for them to want your $197. The natural next step would be for them to want your $1,000 program. The natural step, if they buy your $1,000 program, would be for them to buy your $5,000. And your natural step would be for a percentage of people that buy your $5,000 to buy your $25,000, right?
Right.
Because you're operating from a master plan. Okay, so let's take it one step further.
Okay.
Now that you've created a master plan, okay, you've got your biggest product, your next one down, your next one down, and each one of these down is basically just a segment of the bigger program. Okay, now, when I say segment, it doesn't have to be physically a segment. It could be, but it's going to be as if it were a segment. So it may not be the actual, literal, exact 60-minute recording, but it's going to be another teaching that basically says the same thing, okay? So it's like you've got this bigger program and a smaller program and a smaller program and a smaller program. Okay, so now that you have this funnel, when somebody comes to you initially, do they have to start at the beginning? Or could they say, you know what, instead of starting at $47 a month and getting a portion, or starting at $197 and getting a portion, could they just jump in at $1,000 as their first purchase?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay, so they could do that. They could make their first purchase $1,000 package. Okay, now, just brainstorm here for a moment, okay? If you were to construct things such that the first purchase was $997, okay? Now, obviously,
okay.
I mean, the conversion rate's going to be a lot less. Okay, but if you have 1,000 subscribers come in and it costs you $1,000 to get those 1,000 subscribers, and only 10 of those subscribers invest with you at 10 grand, or at 1 grand, mm-hmm. 10 people at 1 grand equals 10 grand, you still have a 10 times return on your investment, right?
Absolutely. Do that all day long.
The other 990 people don't buy anything. There's no skin off your back, right?
Right.
Okay, so you have a choice. You can say, okay, let's get as many of those 1,000 people into $47 a month as possible and make the same amount of money as just having 10 of them come in at $997. Okay, so now what happens is, let's just say, again, I'm just brainstorming. I'm not telling you the right way or wrong way. I just want to give you so many options that you can make your own educated decision. Well, let's say that your first presentation to these folks is $997, and let's say that 10 of them or 5 of them take you up on that offer. The other 990, you could still make an offer to them of the $197 program. You could still make an offer to them at the $47 a month, and wonder of wonders, the conversion rate might actually be higher because their initial perception of you is that you're worth $997 instead of being worth $447 or $47 a month. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I actually like that a lot. I like that what you just outlined there for a couple reasons. Number one, I think that, you know, just from some of the stuff I've done in the past, some other businesses, and I think even some of the stuff you were talking about earlier with Jeff again, was that, you know, when you have that, when that person comes in and they, that first touch point and it's a little bit lower, you may not necessarily be working with your ideal prospect. So if we lay this, if I lay this plan out like how you're just teaching me here, and you know, do that reverse engineering, really at the end of the day, I want pretty highly qualified people. But at the same time, you know, I need to help Myrtle Baxter from Raleigh, North Carolina, if she wants to open up a pierogi business and put it on the internet, right? So, you know, at the same time, you know, I don't want to disregard anybody, but you know, so give them a kind of a soft landing and say, hey, you know what, I understand that, you know, maybe this isn't for you, or understand maybe, you know, financially right now this is not even you know, even capable, but I'll tell you what, you know, here, go here and try this, you know, whatever. Maybe it's an, like you said, the $47 or whatever. And, you know, as things change, or you like the teachings and you like what we're doing, you know, hopefully maybe at another point in time, you know, we're going to meet in the future at a seminar, or you're going to be able to come in and enroll in some, you know, this more higher priced teachings. But at the same time, I can weed them out a little bit quicker, I think. I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's certainly a filtering effect that happens here, okay? But the point here is that you have to make the decision, do I want to move through a funnel, or do I want to construct the entire funnel at the very beginning and then let people decide where they want to land in the funnel? So they have a choice. They can land with you at the $5,000 level. They can land with you at the $1,000 level. They can land with you at the $47. But you're not going to force them necessarily to be forced to go through the 47 piece, then the 197, then the 1,000. If they want to shoot straight for the top, they can. If that's the model that you choose, okay, what's going to happen because of the fact that you're presenting people to people as a 997 value initially, you are going to increase your credibility forever with that individual. You can still sell them a $37 product, okay, but you're going to be selling it to them from the perspective of being worth $997 and having a $25,000 program, instead of selling it to them from the perspective of a $37 program.
Okay, gotcha.
So in order to do that, that's what I'm going to leave you with, okay, and we'll go ahead and close this out. What I'm going to leave you with is I want you to mastermind what all these products are going to look like and include 2 years from now.
Okay.
Right. That's what I want you to work on first. And whenever that's done, we can go to the next step. I mean, and I'll just tell you what the next steps are. I mean, the next step from there is to say, okay, now that we've done this, what's the first product that you're going to create out of this whole funnel? You can create any one you want. Now, likely it's going to be one of the first three, okay? But you can create any one that you want, but you're going to create it with the end in mind. Okay, now, for you personally, there's one added piece that you can use for monetization on down, for initial monetization, that's going to be outside of the box of what you're going to do in the long run. Okay, so the long run, you're building up this empire business that's going to be sold on autopilot. It's going to be sold through sales letters and webinars and teleseminars, and you're going to have this huge business. It's going to take you some time to build to that point. In the meantime, as people buy lower ticket items, whether it's $37 or $97 or $197 or even $1,000, every single one of those people is going to receive from you a free one-on-one consultation to see what their needs are and see if or how you can help them further. And you know where this will go, okay? Because of your training, you already know how to do it. Somebody that doesn't have your training, I have a complete training course that teaches people how to do this. But what you're going to do is you're going to get, because you're going to take a step back further. When people begin their initial business, they have more time than money. On down the road, you'll have more money than time, and you won't want to do personal one-on-one conversations. You'll either outsource it, or you'll decide, I'm not going to do one-on-ones at all. I'm going to do webinar and telephone and teleseminar. But at the very beginning, you have more time than money. And so at the very beginning, when you're only getting four customers a week, you can get on the phone with all four of those people and say, hey, I'm Chad, and you know where to go from there, okay? And it's not a sales pitch.
Yeah.
It's a find out if or how I can help you. Here's the numbers. One out of three people will need your help, and then all you have to do is find out a way to help them that gives them what they need that works at a price that works for them. Obviously, somebody needs more, they're going to have to cost up more money, okay? Somebody needs less, it won't cost as much. Hey, but my experience is that if you get on the phone with these people, one out of three will choose to work with you and be a good fit for you. Okay? Now, once you get to the point, Chad, where you have 1,000 customers a month, you can no longer, actually it'll occur somewhere between then, you can no longer take the time to get on the phone with all of them. And so then you either A, outsource it, or you B, you just say, you know what, I'm going to use automated means now for all the back end. In the meantime, though, this is a way to create quick revenue while you're building the back end. Does that make sense?
100%.
Okay. Imagine if you did that with the 9 people that purchased from you last night. Now, obviously, because of the price, you're selling a $2,000 package, okay? But imagine you 9 people that bought from you last night. If you were to get on the phone with all 9 of them, my guess is that 3 of them would take you up on $97 a month coaching right now. That's my guess.
Right on.
And if they'd have bought at 37 instead of 9, 3 of them would buy at $200 a month from you. And if they'd have bought at 97 a month, or 97 for the first purchase, 9 clients, 3 of them would buy from you at $300 to $500 a month. Those are the numbers. They work across the board. They're the same for me as they are for other people that do it. They'll be the same for you. So when you're small, you had to get everybody on the phone. And for people that that haven't done it like you have, I'm just a quick word here. It doesn't need to be a sales pitch. It doesn't need to be scripted. It's just, hi, I'm Chad. You know, you purchased XYZ a couple of days ago. How's it working for you? What do you like about it? Can I help you with anything? What's going on in your business? What's going on in your life? Is there anything I can help you with? What are you struggling with? Well, you know, maybe I can help you. Would you be interested in me helping you? If I can. Oh, you would. Okay, great. Here's the ways I think I might be able to help you. Some people are going to say, no, I don't want help. Some people are going to say, no, I want help, but I can't afford help. And then some people are going to say, well, yeah, this is a great fit for me. I'd love for you to help me, and I realize it's going to cost something. What's it going to cost? And you come up with a price that works for both of you. Okay? And so it's literally just that simple. Okay, so those are your instructions, Chad. Your very first step, strategize what your business is going to look like 2 years from now. Get that to me, and we'll go to the next step. And any questions or comments, Chad?
No, this is awesome. I got all the notes here, and I'm going to get on this right now. And like Jeff said, you know I will. I'm excited. I'm excited. This is really cool, and I can see it. You know, it's amazing when you start to write stuff down, and you just have that. You crystallize it for you. You help me see it. You know, when I was listening to the conversation between you and Jeff, and just the actual how you guys brought that conversation out and the information and the strategic thinking. I love strategic thinkers, and I love how you strategize. So I appreciate it. You know I do. And thanks for everything, my friend.
Well, you're very welcome. You know that this is my expertise, and I love helping people get to where you're going, Chad. I really do. I mean, that's.